Welcome to the Drivel Hour.
She had said something about her fiance, and then everyone in the comments was like crying.
Was it Switzerland or Italy? Italy.
This guy had that girl in his apartment, and he rejected her when she asked him out.
The man of the Lord, baby.
So if pursuing is the Christian term, is stalking just like the agnostic term?
Probably.
All this and more on this episode of the Drivel Hour. Thanks for listening.
Brave News doesn't just track what you read, follow, read, or click. Content is curated based on sources you've selected to see content from, and no data leaves the browser. It's the industry's first private news reader, and it's coupled with all the privacy protections of the Brave browser. How do I use Brave News?
That's wild. I had a salesman that looked exactly like Jonah Hill. He was trying to sell my friend a camper that was very bad.
Nice.
But yeah, he looked he didn't sound like Jonah Hill too much. It was close-ish, but like he could have been an impersonator. He could have made money off of that. Just like going to bachelorette parties and been like, "Yeah, I'm Jonah Hill," or whatever.
But you could have made money pretending to be an ugly son of a
Okay.
It's not funny. Sure you weren't looking in a mirror when you were talking to that salesman?
I don't look like Jonah Hill.
Well,
Jewish Jonah Hill. Oh wait, he's Jewish.
That doesn't even make any sense. I have a stronger jawline than Jonah Hill and a smaller nose. That's the opposite of Jewish.
True. But like he's in the surfing these days, I think.
That's wild.
Yeah, crazy.
That's wild.
Got his own brand of boards.
Jonah Hill,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he surfs.
Could you imagine riding the waves?
I could imagine.
A majestic sight for all to see.
Oh, Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a nice sight.
Mm-hmm.
I like what I think.
He does have a beach kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I guess I can see it like a dad. Like a dad on vacation with like the Hawaiian shirt.
Like a beach.
Like he has a tattoo of salt life.
Right, probably. Right, and he's got like the open Hawaiian shirt with like his belly
always,
hanging out.
Yeah, he's always got a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and he's got like his slides, and he's got like the dad sun hat on.
Was he in Baywatch?
I don't think so. No, are you talking about the original?
I don't
or
think they would have
the
let
remake?
Him in.
Talking about the original or the remake?
Remake.
The remake, 2017, with The Rock and Zac Efron.
Unfortunately,
yeah. No, he's the guy. Why is that? He's the guy watching the Bays.
The Rock sucks. Zac Efron was good.
Whoa! Why do you think The Rock sucks? I like
he's
him.
He's just like the same character in every movie.
What about Alexander Daddario?
Oh,
I don't know who that is.
Bro, yeah.
She's kind of similar.
Bro,
to
Anthony
the Rock.
Is an Alexander Daddario simp and has been for quite some time.
Oh,
you're coming up on your 1 year anniversary, aren't you?
No,
it's like this third year. No, Anthony enlightened me into the world of Brett Cooper fans. Found this out. No idea who she was or who she is.
I'm a fan.
But you do now.
I do now, yes, because he sent me a reel about how she had said something about her fiance, and then everyone in the comments was like crying.
I was sad, dude. I didn't even watch her that much.
Well, I was
a little sad.
Well, I didn't know who it was, so I just watched the reel and was like, why is everyone so upset that this ugly woman has a fiance?
She's not ugly.
You think Brett Cooper's ugly?
Dude, she's like a four.
That's
your taste is so whack, dude.
Ooh, but
dude.
I do want to ask you about this woman. Go ahead.
I was going to ask like why Brett Cooper is so freaking attractive for no reason. But like she's the only woman who's like public, like social media figure who's like pretty but also like wears clothes. I think
most women usually wear clothes, I think.
Yeah, but not really. On social media?
Oh, I see what you mean. You're talking about, see. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
like,
well,
she's
again,
the most modest, like,
she's so attractive.
10 out of 10.
Okay.
Like, on the internet, I think.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, that's awesome.
I think that just adds to the appeal, honestly.
And it's really disappointing because you see, like.
Or added, I should say.
Right. Right. Like, there's these Christian influencers like Brooke Monk. And I think Brooke Monk is very, very attractive. But and she's a Christian influencer. But if you look up some of her content, she's become more and more,
more fun to watch.
Yes, yes. So less and less clothing, and
yo, is that her? That's the first thing.
No, not no, Brooke. Like, what'd you put in, Brett? Monk?
Oh, shoot, I'm still thinking about.
You're still on Brett.
I'm still thinking about Brett Cooper. It's hard not to, dude.
Brett,
fresh on my mind.
Father of three.
So, no, and it's really. I'm glad. You know, I never heard of or looked at Brett Cooper.
She has never been a Christian influencer. Really?
You can look at her some of her content. You can look at her bio.
You don't look at too much, though.
You know her, Anthony.
I know who that is, yeah.
Yeah, never been a Christian influencer. No shot.
She was homeschooled, I know.
No, but she
so
puts...
So is Billie Eilish.
That's true. Okay. Mm. No, she... No, honestly, Brooke Monk, she had a lot of Christian content, and she has it like in her bio and everything. But yeah, I mean, she's just been getting more and more, you know...
Yeah.
Leaving less and less to the imagination.
Ephesians 17:38.
What does that say, Anthony?
I don't know that one. I don't know if they have that many of them.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't.
I'm not a good enough Bible studier to understand that. But yeah. Anyway, what do you guys think of the one on the right?
Dog.
Why did you have to point that
my
out?
My right.
It's a woman and a dog.
Yeah, but what do you guys think on about the right? The woman?
Yeah. From what I can I don't know, see, she looks like she's wearing a lot of makeup.
Based on the black and white,
You guys got me into that way back in Myrtle Beach.
Did you, Anthony? Yeah. You ever on that, Anthony?
When we were
a day.
Yeah,
this sucks. I'm getting off this.
Yeah, I did the exact same thing.
When we were in Myrtle Beach back in April, the two of them had their phones on the black and white, and I was making fun of them quite a lot because I thought it was really lame. And so, but Matt was like, oh, it helps you not be addicted to your phone. So I tried it. And for the first like day, I was going through color withdrawal and like I needed color. But then after that, I couldn't turn it back to color because like it's too much information for my brain. So now I'm stuck on this black and white.
Soy boy. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, what rate this girl?
4. She's probably like an 8. four times two.
Eight or nine.
I honestly would go for a 10. This is like one of the most attractive females I've ever seen in my life, in my opinion.
I feel like
she doesn't look like a hobbit. I thought that was your type.
Hairy feet
no
too.
Are my type.
Oh, what?
My gosh.
Dude, keep that to yourself. You heard it here first.
Yep. We heard it here first, folks. Anyway.
Cole.
Wow.
So anyway, yeah,
interrogations with you would be so easy. Get that out of you. Easy.
Diamond. Yeah,
you
would. Coal, copper, lithium. What kind of miners?
Oh, that's not a type of miner. That's something that can be mined.
No, yeah, coal miners, copper miners. They're all different types. What do you mean?
Okay, well, again,
your
question is irrelevant because they're all mostly children anyway.
Oh. In other parts of the world, but I'm talking about
USA, baby.
Then there's no miners. They're just AI run machines.
No.
Huh?
No.
Yeah.
Bruh. No, come on.
They make mining equipment.
There's got to be
a few. Just send it down a hole.
There's got to be a few of them still holding out.
Yeah, but who runs the equipment?
AI.
No.
Yeah.
No, you see.
Who's him?
You see those.
I didn't say him.
Is that an acronym?
I didn't say him.
I am him.
Okay. Anyway.
No, you see those videos of the dudes like grabbing the pipes out of the ground and yanking them off and switching them
That's
out.
That's an
and
oil rigging facility.
You're still mining. Well,
that's not mining.
I guess you're drilling. Yeah.
There's got to be some miners still. I'm sure there's still coal miners.
I'm just saying they got to move the machinery. Sure. They got to drive it. Someone's got to build the machinery.
Okay, that's not being a miner, though. That's just – that's working for Caterpillar, building mining equipment. You're not a miner.
Okay, fair. But if you're working for Caterpillar outside the country, then you might be. So that's all I have to say about
okay.
that.
All right. We do not support nor go against anything Caterpillar does.
Just I agree with
disclaimer.
The first
just pulling the Switzerland card.
what are they doing in Switzerland, Anthony?
They're just always neutral.
Yeah,
really?
We have no opinion whatsoever on anything anyone does ever except for BlackRock.
Was Switzerland like the only ones who didn't? Was it Switzerland or Italy? Italy.
Oh, my.
Italy.
Italy.
It's
Italy.
It's Widowy.
They didn't like lock down the same time everyone else did in 2020.
Dog, Sweden. I don't know.
Sweden. None of the above. Okay.
Yep.
Good answer. Good answer.
Sweden was what, late or early?
They just didn't, I think. Or they probably did for the first part of it and they just stopped, I think.
Yeah.
COVID was wild. Anyway, the whole reason I bring up this whole picture thing was because, first of all, I want to get your opinion because you, every time you guys talk about a girl that you think is attractive and I think it's not, you guys call me broken.
I never said you were broken.
No, broken was different things.
Oh, you're right. My bad. So I wanted to show you. I wanted to show you.
Called out.
I wanted to see if it was opposite. Like if I find a girl attractive, if you guys would find them ugly. Ooh,
that girl is objectively attractive.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
Oh, object. Okay. Then yes. Yeah. All right.
She's not an object.
No, she is.
No. Subject.
Every
is
girl
like
could
personal.
Be objectively attractive or unattractive though.
Subjectively would be
subjective is opinion. But I think she's objective means because, that she just is.
Yeah, because of her facial features. Okay.
Everybody agrees that it's a fact.
Yeah.
Object is a fact.
Yeah.
Subject is opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. Because because of her scientific facial features, the eyes, jawline, cheekbones, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Triangle.
So my buddy texted me and sent me this picture. He's like, I'm with my best friend since elementary school, but I think she thinks it's a date. And so he sent me this picture.
Oh no! What should I do?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's her.
That's her. And I told him, I said, ain't no freaking way. I said, there ain't no way that girl's in your apartment right now. And he's like, that is so disrespectful. You just called me ugly. And I'm like, I mean, yeah.
Comparatively.
Comparatively, dude. Have you used your eyes recently? Because, yeah, kind of. Like, I'm not trying to be a but, like, yeah.
Is this one of your friends that we've heard about?
No.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway. Yeah, so that leads me to my next.
Good for him, dude.
I
like,
know.
Honestly.
So, well, no, she said she liked him, and he said he just wanted to stay friends.
What? Alpha Sigma.
Anyway, so do you guys think that's disrespectful for you to be surprised that an attractive woman would be with one of your buddies?
Yeah. Wait.
No.
What was the question
again? If tell your buddy to stop being a pansy.
Wait.
Like, if he thinks he's... Well, maybe he is on that scale. Show me a picture of this guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to find one. Hang on.
Rude is so hard.
Please stop. No, but, like, I mean, you know your friends, dude. Like...
Right.
You know?
I
feel like no one I know can... Well, I know, like, one dude with Riz.
Oh, I don't think I have him on Instagram.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
You know one dude?
One dude.
Well, it's neither one of us, so...
Huh? No, yeah. It's not. I'm sorry.
It's all right. No, it's
but
okay.
I can say that from a place of also not having Riz.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
So it's fine. We're all in this. All in this together.
I'm currently doing Riz retention.
That's wild to say out loud.
That is crazy.
Oh, I do have a picture.
Same.
I do have a picture of him. Hang on.
And the hidden?
Yeah.
You've been...
I mean...
Yo, what?
Besides the fact it looks like Kim Jong-un.
Whoa.
You ain't wrong.
Yeah, I know, but still.
He's so not that bad.
So this guy had
that
girl...
I'd rate him un out of un.
This guy rejected... Wow. Damn. That's wild.
Is the picture doing him justice, by the way?
Yeah.
Damn, boy.
This guy had that girl in his apartment,
yeah.
And he rejected her when she asked him out.
The man of the Lord, baby.
Yeah, no, I respect that.
So, but my whole question was:
she brought the dog too, or is that his dog?
I don't remember. It might have
dog
been
dog is the move.
The dog's the move.
Yeah,
that's the move. As long as it's not one of those nasty.
Do you
yappers.
Think it's disrespectful? True. Do you think it's disrespectful that I was surprised that he had her in his apartment?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
What was his text exactly? Was it like, yo, dude, why are you calling me ugly?
Yeah, basically.
Is he gay?
I don't think so, because he was talking about liking a girl in our group.
He's a little bit gay?
Maybe.
You have a chance?
I think we all are.
You think you have a chance?
He's bi straight.
You think you have a chance?
75% straight, a little bit. He's got a little bi straight. 89% straight.
Yeah.
He's got that 11 gay.
I think
in
if
him,
I boy. Try my absolute hardest... I might be able to get a little something out of him, but I don't know. Anyway.
What does that
mean? Dude.
I said, ain't no way that girl is in your apartment with like 3 question marks. And he said, I'm at hers. Why? LMAO. I said, bro, she's
her dog.
Okay. I said, bro, she's an 11. That's wild. He said, "Dog, that's just disrespectful. I've dated hotter girls."
And oh,
I said,
wait.
Yeah, I said, laughing face.
Sigma, dude. What a
I said, laughing champ. Face. Aight, for show. I guess we just have different tastes. He said, "Nah, I'm serious. That was disrespectful. You basically called me ugly, bro." And I said, "Nah, man, I didn't mean it like that." He said,
you
"Okay,
did.
Yeah, I did mean that." I said, "Okay." I said, "Okay." That he said that. Okay, that's good because I would have a I would have problems if you did.
Damn,
he needs to get, huh. to get punked once in a while. I know.
So here's the other thing. So he
slapped upside the noggin
when
I
he
think.
Was in college.
So he got false confidence. Is that what it is?
I don't know. When he was in college, he had.
Oh, he's not in college anymore.
No, he graduated. When he was in college, he was on the basketball team. So he's been on like ESPN like multiple times.
Huh?
Yeah.
What college?
What college?
I don't remember. Somewhere not here. Bigger, okay. Much bigger school.
LSU?
I honestly don't know. I can't remember. I don't know what that is, but. Oh, is that the Christian one?
Louisiana State University.
Oh, no, it was here in the Midwest. It wasn't here in Michigan. Mm. Anyway, it's a big school. He's been on TV all the time. He had interviews and everything. He was a really good player until he like shattered his knee.
Tall is he?
6'2".
Oh. So he's got that tall riz.
Yeah. So dang. Anyway, so my point is he had said this kind of nonchalantly at the meeting when we first met, and we were talking to the girl that he likes, and he was like, "Yeah, I shattered my knee."
You were talking to the girl that he likes?
We were all in a group talking.
Oh, okay.
And he was
kind
like,
of
"Yeah,
meeting."
It was a party. I guess it was a birthday party. It was whatever. I don't
three letters that all happen to be the same.
A.
Alcohol Anonymous Association.
That's just AA.
Yeah.
Right, I
it's
know.
Funny to call a party a meeting, though.
Yeah, I was thinking
like it's
different.
My son's second meeting.
That's awesome. I don't know. I just don't want to call it a party. It was just a bunch of us sitting in a circle, like talking about nonsense.
That's a party,
homeschooler party.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So we were talking, and he was like, "Yeah, I shattered my knee when I was in the middle of a game."
There was
like,
no booze there.
There was not.
Okay, can you?
And we were like, "Oh, it's like," but he was like talking about how big it was. I was like, "So it was on TV."
Big what was?
How big the game was.
Okay.
He was talking about.
Gotcha.
I was like, "So it was on TV." He's like, "Yeah, it was on ESPN." I was like, "Live when you shattered your knee?" He's like, "Yeah, you can actually see it if you zoom in."
Oh no!
And I'm like, "That's wild." He's like, "You can look it up on YouTube if you
about
want."
About to watch that 10 times.
I know. Whoa! He's like, "Look it up. You can look it up on YouTube if you want." So anyway, the lights just went out.
This is a vibe. Let's keep going.
Okay. So we should turn on the perimeter lights though.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so he told me later, he's like, "I don't want this girl that he likes in the group." He's like, as I'm talking to her, pursuing her and getting to know her, I don't want her to know that I'm like a famous athlete. And I'm like, "Well, you kind of already said that, like at the party." I don't know if she like fully picked up on it. He's like, "I know, but like when I was in college, like I dated all these girls. They only liked me because I was an athlete. So as soon as I like shattered my knee and wasn't playing.
Tall athlete ribs.
Yeah, and didn't have that fame, none of them would date me anymore." And I'm like, I really don't think it matters. I don't think she cares, bro. And he's like, "No, I'm super famous as an athlete."
No, he's just very not confident.
I know. Guy. So there's that. And then
call him beautiful. Just like say you're beautiful, dude.
Riz him up. I mean, lift him up.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been texting me a lot about like this thing with this girl, because like I've known her for a lot longer than he has.
He's still texting you after that horribly, atrociously disrespectful comment that you made towards him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Glad to see you guys worked it out.
Yeah. For sure. So he's been texting me about this, and he's way overthinking it. Because she gave me advice for pursuing a different girl in the group, which of course didn't work out at all in any way, shape, or form. But
pursuing.
Well, that's what you should be doing with a woman of God.
Following her. It's like 30 feet away just all the time.
She's like, "She's going in the mire."
That's wild.
This is Bravo.
No, that's wild. But anyway, so she gave me a whole bunch of advice. So I've just basically been regurgitating it to him, about her. Let me give them names.
Are you pretty good at regurgitating?
You just said she gave. She
okay.
She
let me
gave
let me
advice.
Let me give them names because I've been messing this up. All right. So we've
Donnell.
Got Connie
addresses as well.
Yes.
Let's call Connie Donnell.
Donnell is a friend of mine, and she was giving me advice on how to pursue this other girl
named Mike.
Mike. I thought Mike
short
liked
for Michelle.
Me. Right.
Michelle.
Mike. I had been talking to Mike for over 2 months, And I thought things were going really well.
Gay.
So I asked Mike out, and she politely declined.
And the guy's name that you were straight disrespectful to is named Marcus Aurelius.
Right. And Marcus Aurelius is trying to pursue Connie.
No.
What was her name?
Donnell.
Donnell. Sorry. Marcus Aurelius is trying to pursue Donnell. So I'm just taking all of Donnell's advice that she gave to me that I was using on Mike.
Mike.
And I'm just regurgitating it back to...
Short for Michelle.
Right. I'm just regurgitating it back to Marcus Aurelius so that he can use...
Oh. Hit. I think I learned about this.
So you're like a double agent kind of.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
getting to know the enemy slash flag and capture the flag.
Right,
and
right. And then also the...
Your team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But also the team is the ref who is tripping over the cones in the parking lot.
And are you pursuing Mike?
I am no longer pursuing Mike. She was polite, but was very clear that she was not interested in being pursued.
Amen, brother.
I respect that.
Yes. So, anyway, Marcus Aurelius is being very self-conscious and overthinking everything. And he's going back and forth like, Donnell will text him something that just is slightly not exactly what he wants to hear, and he'll freak out thinking that she's trying to send him a signal.
Is there a way you can
interested.
Put it in basketball terms for him?
I'll
be your point guard.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know basketball well enough.
WNBA.
Oh, see, you're going to lose him there.
I don't know anything about it.
That's fair. Shoot.
Anyway, no, so I don't know much about basketball. I'm a musical theater kid. I couldn't shoot to save my life.
Gay.
But Yeah, it is gay, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Could you dunk?
I don't know. I'm getting up there. My whole point to this story was...
What does that mean?
He's been...
The stepladder.
You haven't grown in 6 years, dude.
Actually... You're kind of right. So we were in the group chat, and he's been throwing like slight flexes in to try and impress Marcus Aurelius is throwing in small flexes to try and get the attention.
I got 100 on my math exam.
Yeah. Of Donnell. And
that'll get him.
That'll get him. So he keeps restating his height. Like, without being asked. He just keeps talking about
put on 260.
Yeah. No, he keeps talking about how he's 6'2". And he's said it probably six times.
Yo, so you'll get a message just like, yo, guys, I just wanted to say.
As a 6'2 man.
Like someone who says, like, yo, my uncle passed away yesterday. And then you just get the next message down is just 6'3". And
like, no, you got to be like, as a 6'2 man. My aunt just passed away.
Yeah. And they'll be like, hey, I've got a test tomorrow. Can you guys please pray for me? And it'll be like, my 6'2" self will be praying for you.
Because I'm, like, I'm closest to heaven.
Right.
At the end of every message, it's like 6'2" in parentheses.
Sincerely, Marcus Aurelius, 6'2". Yeah. But anyway, I feel bad for the guy because he's way overthinking it. And because she told me... Donnell has told me how casual dates can be, literally just going to a cider mill or going to get coffee or something super casual. And so I basically tell him.
Never been on a date.
Right. I have been on one. We talked about it, but that wasn't casual.
Ooh.
So I've been telling Marcus Aurelius the advice she's been giving me, Donnell's been giving me about dating. And I'm like, hey, she told me how casual dates can be. You should just do that. Because she kept telling me how I should just make my first move with Mike. So you should just make the first move, just make it super casual, and he keeps overthinking it, and he's making it way more complicated than it needs to be. And I'm
you
like,
want to do a road trip across the country?
So, hey, do you want
to,
like,
crazy to
get
me,
married and go on a honeymoon to, like, the
Cancun?
Cancun. Yeah.
Dubai.
That's a honeymoon and a half, dude.
Yeah.
That's like 10 grand.
Who's buying?
It's pretty casual, honestly.
Who's buying? Yeah, that's pretty casual. Yeah.
Dubai.
Hey, do you want to go to the courthouse and just, like, get married real quick and see where it goes from there?
Let's tie the knot.
My grandparents
did
that.
Let's tie the knot.
No way, really?
Yeah, my grandparents did that when they were teens.
Wow.
Yeah.
I talked about doing
that. Are they still teens or?
One of them is still alive.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Rest in peace, brother.
R.I.P.
Yep.
My papa, actually.
Papa's around?
I know you like that, Anthony. No, he died.
Oh.
My mamaw's still
alive. How long are you making?
Huh?
How far? Where do you stop at?
I don't know.
How many reps?
over 70, maybe?
Okay.
Maybe 65 reps. I don't
65
really know.
65 is not great. Yeah.
He's on my mom's side of the family, so I really don't know. I don't know too much about.
Did you not spend too much time with him as a kid?
I have never met him.
No, really?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
How?
I never met one of my grandpas too. Hey. I died. I died.
You died when he was old.
No. My other one died when I was four.
I just died before I was born tonight.
Is that a folk song? Because I only listen to folk songs.
Well, I thought we were gonna turn.
That's wild.
I thought we were gonna turn perm lights on.
I can't find the remote.
You guys should make up a conversation about what you do if you encountered a bear in the wilderness, and I'm gonna go look for the remote. What would you do? Bear walks up on you.
Oh, dude! I'd probably do that move where I pull up my balls, but keep like out of my zipper.
Oh, the sack walk. You were just talking about that.
Which was it?
The sack walk.
Sack walk. Okay. Yeah, I'd do that.
Oh, yeah. Probably. I know Joe Rogan likes to do that.
No,
he hasn't.
Was it a jelly roll? I thought he talked about it on his.
Jelly roll's crazy.
Dude, he's wild.
Hmm.
No, I think I'd probably start with like, "Hello, sir. How are you today?" And then just slowly transition accents to like till I was deep south, and then I'd move more into an Australian, mate. just keep
I would
him,
scream. I would
keep
scream
him on
so
the edge
loud.
Of his feet until he like freaks out, and that's like crazy stuff. And
I would role play as like a 7-year-old girl and just scream.
I'd probably, if you really want him to go away, you could be like, "We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty," and maybe he'd be like, "What's that? Oh, that's a vibe and a half. I like that. We got the perimeter lights on, and the other lights off."
For those who are just listening. We have the perimeter lights on.
We have the perimeter lights on. Ooh, they're chasing. I like chasing lights. It reminds me of my hometown work.
You mean pursuing home. Lights?
Yeah.
Call back
to 10 minutes ago.
So if pursuing is the Christian term, is stalking just like the agnostic term?
Probably.
I'm stalking this girl right now.
Yeah.
We're still in the talking phase.
We're still in the stalking phase. We're still, yeah. Hmm. And then dominating would be the atheist term.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dominating.
Yeah.
Chasing. No.
Chasing. That would be like the...
I'm full sprinting after this.
Sprinting would be the Buddhist term, and then chasing would be like the Muslim term.
Skipping would be Taoist, I think, I want to say.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. Ooh, the LGB lights.
I don't like it.
It's a little bit... Just pick one.
Yeah, for real.
I'm trying to find the thing.
I like the white ones. Yeah, this one's
nice. That's nice. I like it. Yeah, it's all cozy.
Yeah.
Getting all comfy.
You guys still talking about the bear? I was not listening.
Yeah, what's up? What would you do if a bear walked up to you in the woods, two legged?
I think I thought about this legs, because Anthony and I were recently at Pictured Rocks National Park.
Oh yeah, how'd that
in
guy
the
go?
Upper Peninsula.
He's a nice guy.
He was awesome.
He rocks, you could say.
That was good. No, honestly, how'd the trip go?
It was so fun.
Yeah, it was really.
I had to work, nice which experience. Is why I wasn't invited.
Plus, you have. Terrible feet. Hiking probably wouldn't have been a good idea.
We hiked over 10 miles.
Oh, yeah. No, I would have been upset.
So it wasn't like, oh, we don't want Matthew there. It was like, Matthew would not want to be
there
after probably the first half mile.
Dude, I wouldn't even walk out of my tent.
So that's why we didn't reach out to you.
Right.
Just to make that clear.
Yeah. No, honestly, how was the trip?
So fun.
It was so awesome, dude. I will say the only bad part about it was we had this lovely cart.
Bad, but also good.
Yeah, it
character building.
It was definitely character building. I think my triceps are still sore from it. But
wow,
we had this cart, this 4-wheeled cart, and like it's something you'd probably put like a couple snacks in, and maybe like a jug of.
You put
apples.
A kid in there on like a parade day.
A kid,
and you
I
like,
think a kid would be a little heavy for it. Even. Like it
was no, like a small kid, like a two to 5-year old.
No, it was like the fabric version of one of those like little Red Rider. Carts.
Oh,
I guess,
weird.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
A wagon?
A little more.
It's a wagon. Yeah, a wagon. You put
wagon,
stuff
but
in.
It was like fabric, like walls.
But I could definitely see like a little kid dressed up as like a little lion or something, and then his dad's dressed up as like the Tin Man from Those Vines.
Trick or
and then his mom is Wendy. And then they just go to like different houses. They
No, not during trick or treating, during Easter.
Trick or treating. What? Trick or treating.
No, Easter. You do
Nobody
it during.
Nobody dresses up during Easter.
Yeah, you do. You dress up like your favorite movie character. And you go around
you
all the different apartment buildings.
He's
and
got his BS face on, dude.
This is an autistic household. No. Or you do like
it?
A parade, like some
no,
kind
no,
of
Anthony,
like.
Anthony had it.
Oh, you brought it.
Cart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he had the cart. and we were gonna put like the extra stuff
in there.
Is this
something your mom dumpster dived?
We trash picked it, so no.
What's the difference?
Yeah, there is
dumpster
no
diving difference. Is when you dive into a dumpster. It's pretty self-explanatory.
You don't even literally dive into the dumpster. I guess you could.
Yeah,
you go to dumpsters
and you find stuff.
Oh, did you know that's illegal?
No? What?
Stealing trash.
Yeah, it's wild. Huh? I was over the summer at my work, they threw away a whole bunch of brand new fuel filters for like a semi-truck. And because I love trucks, I wanted to get one of those filters and put it on my desk. It was brand new. It was unopened.
Of course you did.
So I reached in the dumpster and grabbed it. And someone was like, you know, that's illegal, right? And I'm like, what do you mean? They forfeited the right to their property. So it's everyone's property now. And they're like, no, that's illegal.
And that belongs to the city or something. I don't
something.
Know.
Yeah, weird.
That sucks.
Mm. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
What the heck? I mean, it makes sense. But like, if you're trespassing to get trash, that makes sense why it'd be illegal to pick it. But like, if it's
that's what they get them little doggies for.
Doggies?
Go woof woof. Scare you away, boy.
What?
Guard dogs.
Oh, guard dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
In so many
No,
ways.
You bring the dog.
I was,
and if the owner gets too close, go.
Oh, you have a little duel between your dog and the owner's dog, and if your dog kills the owner's dog, you're gonna get their trash.
Oh, okay.
And then you own the dump.
No. I think you get like a really hot dog.
I like hot dogs.
And then you send it out to talk with the other dog, and like it distracts it for a while, and that gives you the
opportunity. What do you consider a hot dog?
You'll have to ask the other dog.
Kogels.
No. You decide what dog is hot.
Probably like Kogels or Ballpark.
Yeah.
Or Franks.
I'm not a... No.
No.
All beef Franks, no? Dearborn sausage?
I like all tongue. That's what I like.
Oh, okay.
Beef tongue.
Just French hot dogs.
French? Wow. Oh, all I like tongue. That. That's I like crazy. That. That's good.
That's
I like
crazy.
That. That's good.
So anyways, this lovely fabric cart that we had.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that.
Still thinking about the hot dogs.
Yeah, so we put our like extra food. We put a couple of stoves.
We don't have big enough backpacks to like carry all the stuff we need. Plus, we don't have like the equipment. Like, I don't have like a smaller tent. Really, we don't have like all the necessary equipment we'd need in order to really
do it
just by carrying the stuff
right
on our bodies. But so that's why we had to bring the cart. So we put like put like water in there. We put like our cooking stuff,
mm-hmm.
stove. Like a blanket. We put some of our probably like sleeping bags and stuff in there. So it was pretty heavy considering the amount of stuff that was in there.
It was
in the cart. So you were backpacking. You didn't set up a tent next to a parking lot and
we hiked 3 miles in to Pictured Rocks in order to get to our campsite.
Okay.
Yeah, distance
so, from the parking
3 miles from the parking lot to the campsite.
Yeah.
And you just had to pull a wagon that whole way?
Yeah.
Yes, but very hilly, tons of roots. So
literal staircases,
lots
like
of staircases.
Going down the hills.
Whoa!
Yeah. So it was a pain.
And then the even more fun part about this cart experience is probably an hour or two into the hike, which was probably half a mile because of how much the trail sucked.
The hike was 3 miles.
Yeah. But that was like 2 hours. Like half a mile was like 2 hours in when we were dragging the cart. I think it took
Maybe.
Us a while to get through it.
Could have been. Yeah. It probably was like half a mile. No, half a mile was probably like 45 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
I bet.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the front wheels on the cart started bowing in.
Yeah.
So they started bowing out. So like those stupid BMWs.
They were facing, they were going in. Yeah, they were going in. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So they would not.
Wait,
you're just dragging them. They weren't spinning at all.
Yeah, so they would just turn sideways and plow the sand and make it way harder.
Which may have actually been a good thing, though, because it made us figure out the way we actually needed to carry it, which was like using two wheels and holding it like upright so it's like almost vertical.
Because the handle on the front of the cart that you pull it by was broken in half and was attached with duct tape.
Mm-hmm. And, I wonder why it was in the trash then. Kind of weird.
I couldn't tell you.
Hey, man, we couldn't have done it without it.
True.
Yeah. Okay.
So we lugged this thing like 3 miles, mm-hmm. but that was like the...
And then it got dark. But the nice thing is I had my speaker the whole time, so we were just playing like music. We played like the march from march from Stripes, which is like this really upbeat thing when we're like almost into our campsite. This is really funny. There was like a guy sleeping there. It was only like 8, but it was like dark by then, and he was trying to go to sleep. But
so how long was the trip? You were there for 3 days over the weekend?
We went up Thursday night, stayed in my cabin, and then... Friday morning, we drove up to the UP, and then we came back Sunday.
Okay. So
you
were two nights in the tent?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was really cool, though.
Did your campsite
so pretty up there.
Electricity or anything?
No.
Heck
no. No water, no electricity.
So how'd you pay for it?
What? The internet.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
We reserved it online, but like, it's really, so out of the way that there's like no one's gonna be managing the campsite. No one's gonna go out there and like check really.
Yeah, we really we could have just gone for free because nobody checked or anything.
Yeah, unless someone else came in and that was their campsite, that would that would have been the problem. Way.
Yeah,
but we could. Like,
there wasn't like a little service road that they had like a little four wheeler or something. Mm-mm. Come on, no,
oh, no, okay. It was like middle of the woods on the
how many
shore
of Lake Superior. There?
Yeah.
First night, just one guy.
Oh, okay.
So he got to hear us march in past dark. This march is blaring on the speaker.
And other things. And then the second night, there was probably like, there was like two groups, I think, of people, like maybe three people in each group or something.
Yeah.
They were actually like good at what they were doing. They had backpacks and gay-ass walking sticks and stuff.
So. True. Yeah.
Okay.
Crutches, oh, you need help walking? What are you, some kind of little baby?
Crazy.
But okay. Anyway,
it was really pretty up there, too. The leaves were so pretty. Nice.
Okay.
Rocks were really cool. There were cool rock formations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We had hot food because we brought it. We brought canned food, which, of course, is pretty heavy, too. We brought that there.
True.
So, but it was nice because it was nice warm food. So, you had, like, tomato soup and rice the first night. Mm-hmm. We had, like, corn, peas, carrots, beans, and mashed potatoes the second night. We went out to eat a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. It was fun. Great.
Yeah, to go out to eat, you had to walk 3 miles back to the car.
Yeah. Because Saturday we walked back to the car, but went to Miner's Castle, which is like the more famous part of Pictured Rocks. You can like see the cliff faces, which is really cool too.
Okay.
And then we went into
Epstein's Island, they also call it.
Okay. Okay. Sad I missed that, but it's all right.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stupid. It's not even an island.
So where is Pictured Rocks in the UP?
It's like
it's near Munising and probably about like an hour and a half from Marquette,
Michigan, and up, and it's like
it's like here,
yeah, oh. Right in like the
okay.
I need to flip the hand.
Second
I did. Yeah, I had a stroke for a second. Okay.
Yeah. But we got to leave our stuff at the campsite.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have to hike all.
Okay.
That.
Yeah.
So all right. It took us like probably like. What, an hour and a half?
Yeah, the hike
to get
back
out,
to the parking lot. This the morning after.
It was nice that we could actually like enjoy it too.
Yeah, it was a breeze. It was really nice.
Yeah, still really pretty up there.
So
and it was cooler. It was like probably like the lowest. Maybe at night it got to like 39 or 40.
Yeah.
And then the day it was like 45, 46 maybe.
You were only walking. And it took you an hour and a half to go 3 miles?
Yeah.
So you were walking at a mile and a half per hour.
I think our pace is like 23 and a half minutes per mile.
I think so. It might have been less than an hour and a half. I don't
like,
remember.
We made stops and we like checked on anything that looked cool or mm-hmm. stopped to take pictures everywhere. Right. So like,
yeah,
we weren't just hiking the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
all right.
Just out there enjoying it, enjoying being in nature and stuff.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Cool.
Didn't get to see any bears, which I kind of wanted to.
Didn't see any bears.
There's we saw no wildlife really at
really?
All.
Really? There was no moose.
It's still
Mises.
Weird.
A couple inbred people. Probably.
Okay. That makes sense. Those are them youpers for you.
Yeah. We were trying to, this whole time, well, I was playing, I don't know, they were kind of just like bystanders, but I was like trying to figure out the most attractive women in the UP.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
mm-hmm.
you know, next time we saw the most attractive one, it was like, oh, that one takes the place, it goes up.
Mm. None of them were natives, I don't think.
They were probably all,
they were all out of towners.
Yeah.
Traveling in.
Wisconsin or mm-hmm. Lower Peninsula.
Yeah.
Toledo.
Normal people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Takes a certain breed to.
Did you guys play euchre to really feel that?
No, we didn't bring. I forgot to bring cards.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah,
we just talked a lot.
Good
talking, eating, listening to music, hiking.
Fun.
Yeah, it's good. Good time.
Good. I'm glad.
For sure.
Yeah.
On bro.
On par would be the politically correct.
No.
What? Huh?
Golf?
No. No, golf is gay.
True.
So are homo.
Yeah, I agree
also
with that one.
True.
Well, cool. You guys have any other vacations you'd like to go on?
Obviously, yeah.
I want to hear two of them. I want to hear, like, realistically, in the next, say, year or two, is there a vacation you'd like to go on realistically that you could afford? Mm-hmm. Or, and then also, like, a dream vacation. No
okay.
money. Money is no object.
Okay, realistic and then unrealistic.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be unrealistic. But
I mean,
in your lifetime, if you
the
could.
The moon. I probably want to go to the moon.
That's a I feel like that wouldn't be okay. Well, you're right. I feel like it wouldn't be a vacation spot because you'd be there to like do activities and stuff. Which I guess some people consider.
People
not a vacation.
Think the moon was
kick a
flat.
Soccer ball, huh?
People no, think the moon was flat.
I don't think flat moon theory has really been too popular.
Yeah, yeah. Only
it's
a
like
couple people.
When you try to hashtag on Instagram and you see how many like people follow that hashtag, like hashtag flat moon probably has like 200 followers.
Probably
hashtag flat earth probably has like 2 million.
And one of them, cool that you know that.
And six of them are Mark Zuckerberg.
What?
You know, because he's a robot.
He's just, I don't think he
alien, whatever
cares.
He is.
Give me that Zuck 3000.
There's a video of him asking chat, like,
what is Zuck?
What is Zuck?
What is
please,
Zuck?
Can someone please tell me what the Zuck is?
That's pretty good.
I'm genuinely curious. That's a good impression.
No,
I like that.
That's horrible.
Yeah, he's stupid.
He's such a bot. He's such a bot, dude.
He's wild.
He's a pansy.
He's wild.
He's not a pansy. He's winning jiu-jitsu tournaments. Like the toughest martial art out there.
I could beat him.
I don't think so.
Not in jiu-jitsu. You could probably beat him at like literally anything else. Because jiu-jitsu
really
takes a lot of,
too, to be honest.
It takes a lot of discipline, but like it's not actually, I mean, if you actually watch how they do it, like you just have to follow the rules.
I beg to differ.
All right.
Because I have done BJJ.
Whoa.
Don't ever call
Brazilian
it that.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It's a puzzle. It's a physical puzzle that you have to solve to stay alive. It's like you have to think yourself out of every situation.
With following the rules.
No, there are no rules. There's holds and stuff you can learn and there's forms, but there's always ways to break those rules, which is how more and more moves keep getting added. Mm. Because for every hold, there's a new way to get out of that hold. And it's just...
What kind of forms? Like a 1092? W4?
I hate you so much, dude.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. It's almost tax season, guys. I'm so excited.
Oh, screw that.
It's not.
Why do you mean you're excited?
April.
Huh?
Tax season is the end of the year. It's January because that's when all your W-2s must be sent out and your 1099s have to be sent out before January.
No. Oh, so you get to see what you get?
You get
really?
You get to see what
we don't
you
file
owe
ours
the government.
To, like,
I don't ever owe the government.
No, between January 1st, well, yeah, it doesn't matter when it's sent. It has to be before January 31st that the company must send out W-2s or 1099s.
Yeah.
So that's when tax season starts, is pretty much right around then, a little bit before Christmas time, a little bit, because you got to start wrapping up the fiscal year. Some companies' fiscal year ends before the end of the year.
For
so.
Shizzle.
Okay, back to the vacation.
Yeah. Go, Matt, go.
Yeah.
Fast, go.
Go, yeah, we're waiting.
Yo.
I would like to go to.
Got some noises on you.
I'd like to see Niagara Falls in person because I've never been. Is it?
It's kind of lame.
Okay.
I haven't been. It just looks lame.
Sick waterfall.
Yeah.
I like that kind of thing. Just watching waterfall. It's pretty gay.
Yeah. Giga Chad waterfall. I mean, if you've ever seen one, though.
You got to watch water going up, dude. That's what's sick.
Oh, what about Tuquamanon? Have you guys ever been there?
Water up. That's what I like.
Please stop. Don't water down anything. You should always water it up.
What's the opposite of falling, though?
Upping.
Yeah. Dude.
No.
Rising. Water rise.
Oh, that would be a geyser then, like a natural spring.
Mm-hmm. Old Faithful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yellowstone.
Been there?
Oh, true.
Yeah.
You been to Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
You and I were planning
I've been everywhere, man.
Anthony and I were planning on going to Isle Royale.
And we did Picture Rocks instead.
We did Picture Rocks instead because it was getting cold and we were like...
It's wolves.
There's wolves.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
So yeah, it's also the logistics of that is harder because you got to get a ferry to go there.
Oh,
and then
really?
Depending on like... We'd really have to go there long enough to go all the way to the end of the island and then go all the way back because like the ferries leave at certain set dates. There's like a certain schedule for when they do it. So it's... Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to plan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I still would want to have like a CPL or something to like go up there.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's not like wolves are taller than me. Some big wolves.
There's open carry. We're in an open carry state.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, but you also can't kill wolves. You just gotta let them kill you.
Oh, are they protected or something?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, but if they're
not
literally on top
nope.
of you.
Dude, wolves are better than you.
Yeah.
100%.
Wolves are freaking sick, dude.
Wolves are awesome. Real. If I could have a wolf as a A pet?
You'd eat your balls, dude.
True.
And you couldn't do anything about it because they're protected.
You'd probably just sit back and like it. So you gay, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
So gay, dude.
Just kidding. Did you know that the protected species are so annoying? Did you know that the fine and jail time for killing or plucking
an eagle egg?
A single lily pad in the state of Michigan. Yeah. That penalty is higher
than
most like first time offense felonies.
Weird.
Amen, brother.
I did a lot of that back in my day.
Lily pad picking?
No, first offense felonies.
Oh, okay.
No, which lily one? Pad picking.
okay. Yeah, you can't kill sandhill cranes. Either.
That's
wild. Which is, like, stupid for freaking farmers.
Okay, so your realistic one is Niagara. That's what you want to do in the next, like, 2 years.
Niagara, I'd still like to do Isle Royale.
Okay, but, like, within 2 years, you think you can pay for a plane ticket, a bus ticket out to Isle Royale or
Niagara? Oh, Isle Royale will happen next year.
Okay.
For sure. Right. 2 years is, like, I don't know. Within 5 years, I'd like to do some longer hikes for sure and get more into backpacking. With the goal being the, what's that really long trail called?
Appalachian Trail.
The Appalachian Trail.
Mm. You want to do that?
Yeah.
That's 6 months.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
I think before 25 probably is a good timeline.
2025?
No, before I'm 25.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I'm 19 now, so.
You really want to spend 6 months, day in and day out.
I love the woods, dude.
That's wild. You need to have a whole lot of money to make that work.
No, you just have to, I guess so.
Because nice you got to have payments for 6 months for what your house, your car, your whatever. Oh. You got to have payments.
Yeah, that's
saved
why it's
up.
Like before 25, though, because I probably won't have like too many responsibilities. I don't know. Well, we'll see.
Wife and kids?
Yeah. If I get in a relationship, then I'll immediately like jumpstart the Appalachian Trail plan. Just get out of the way.
She just breaks up with you.
Yeah. Like you've been dating for a week and you're like, hang on, honey. I gotta go.
I gotta do this.
I gotta do this for 6 months. I'll see you at the end of January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in 3 months, we'll have our baby.
3 months later after that.
Shoot.
And she's like, that's wild.
Probably got my life kickstarted, baby.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you for your unrealistic. Anthony, what's your realistic?
Realistic?
Like next 2 years.
Next 2 years?
Yeah.
Mm.
Realistic.
You've had so much time to think about this.
I was listening patiently to him, actually.
I like to listen to
people when they talk, not just think about what I'm going to say.
Okay, well, that's how a podcast works, is you have to constantly be, you know, thinking
touché.
About the next thing.
Give me a second to think, though.
Gosh dang.
Yeah. Right, I'm thinking, because I've been to a lot of states. The ones I haven't been to are like Idaho, Kansas, Washington and Oregon, and then like, I think like Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and like, I think that's
the South.
That's pretty much it.
It's the South. And
so
Central,
maybe the South,
Central
maybe
you
want
to
go down to like Louisiana or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Like New Orleans, Big Easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just camp on the way down.
Interesting.
A little road trip.
You guys love camping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Camping sick.
I've done it enough times to know that I'm not a camping person. Yeah,
you like the Holiday Inn.
You're an RV expert.
I'm not a Holiday Inn. I'm a 4 or 5 star hotel guy. Holiday Inn is
sorry, dude.
Holiday Inn is like my 4. Bad.
It's a 2 star hotel.
Yeah, no. It's not great.
We did a discussion on this.
That's like the holy grail to me.
Holiday Inn,
bro, Motel 6 is my bread and butter, baby.
Yo.
No, I'm about that luxe life, but
damn. Yeah, Marriott, right.
Mm-hmm.
Hilton.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Waldorf Astoria.
I haven't
the Ritz Carlton.
I have been to the Ritz. Yep,
really?
I think so. Yeah.
Dang,
Waldorf Astoria is a really expensive one in New York that faces Central Park.
Oh, okay. I've never been to New York.
You couldn't afford it.
Okay. All right.
Dream vacay. I'm thinking Europe. I'm thinking Europe a lot.
Like all of Europe.
I'm thinking like I go to like Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking I go maybe I think about going
like
maybe
touristy
like,
places like Venice or like into the actual country.
Into the actual country.
To actually experience the culture.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe like maybe France to just like see what it's like.
France. Mm-hmm. Would you learn any languages preemptively?
English. I'd have that one in my pocket.
You already do. Any other languages?
Everybody should speak English. We're the best.
I agree.
Right. Yep.
There's definitely something to be said for
that. We're better than everybody.
Obviously.
100%.
Have you seen America
Especially
recently?
The English. The dude, screw the English.
That's what I'm saying.
Hate the English. Yeah.
We kicked them. We kicked their butts in 1776.
Yeah. Dude, we'll do it again right now. Come on, bring it on, British. We could,
because they are not that good anymore.
Pansies, dude.
They lost all their...
Yeah, the British
pansies.
Royal Navy just fell apart.
Bro, they lost Canada.
Oh, it's
an L, dude. They lost Australia.
They lost to the French, dude, of all people.
I'm wondering, do you think the British was going through a really bad breakup when they lost to us, and that's why they lost Canada? Because they were like, they were still recovering.
They didn't lose Canada until like a while after.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think they were so attached to us.
Definitely the
that they couldn't even fight right because of
what do you call it? Revolutionary War definitely planted the seeds in a lot of countries.
Okay.
For revolution.
Interesting.
Definitely caused the French Revolution. Definitely showed other countries that it could be done.
Right, right.
And like you could be successful because obviously America's like, we're freaking, we were at least.
Yeah.
We were pretty cool. So Canada's like, oh, that could be us. Of course, it couldn't be because you guys are gay.
The Revolutionary War is like.
Canada's gay. You heard it here, folks.
The Revolutionary War is like the best pre-workout, I think. Like if you think about it.
I didn't.
Explain.
Like, yeah, what are you talking about?
you're going for a heavy set on the bench press instead of looking through.
They didn't have those back then?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
True. But I'm saying right now.
Why? Go back. Who's the bench press?
Okay, you said the Revolutionary War is inspo for a bunch of other revolutions that happened.
Amen.
I think it still should be.
Inspiration, so like an adult.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're going for a heavy set. Don't look at your old text messages with your lame girlfriend that you broke up with forever ago. Think about the Revolutionary War and...
I did that actually this week.
Did you?
I had forgotten. I had a vault album full of all of the old screenshots of texts and pictures of me and my ex.
Yeah.
So I went. I was like, "Oh crap! That was 2 years ago. Like, I gotta hurry up and delete that." And of course, like the genius I am, I was like, "You know, I need to read through some of these and remember." And ooh. then yeah, dude, that was bad. Shoot. That was one of the. That was like, wow.
So instead, you looked up the fall of the Byzantine Empire, and you were like, "Let's freaking
yeah."
No, dude, that's sad. They were so cool.
I don't know what this is about.
So was the text. So were texts.
That's true. It was texts very sad. It was. I think I cringed. Yeah. I cringed so hard that I fell out of my chair.
Yeah, I still cringe at things you say.
Yeah,
so I can't imagine 2 years ago.
I know. That's bad.
My dear, can I bring you an umbrella to your car?
Oh my God, it was so much worse.
I can imagine.
It was. So
I seriously
much worse.
Can totally imagine.
Dude,
everything.
I think I almost vomited. Like the noises I made. Like, my mom called me and was like, dog, are you okay? Because, like...
Mom
she's like, dog, are you okay? That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, no, she was like, my sweetest, dearest sweetie, are you okay?
Why are you gagging?
Yeah. Why are you
Why does your mom talk to you in your own text messages?
Wait, that break was that one down.
Nice. That was not nice.
Oh, in I'm his sorry. Voice?
I'm sorry. That was uncalled for.
All right, so vacations. Matt, what's your unrealistic vacation?
I think still the moon.
Still the moon?
I'm still going.
You know, that allegedly that space hotel is opening up in 2027.
Who are they building it?
Is it a Musk operation?
Something. Yeah, they're building it. Or it's being built here, obviously. It's going to be assembled
bro.
In like a day.
Think Ooh, about this. Jeff Bezos built like one rocket and brought...
You're pretty... We just real quick, let's just think about how sick that would be to like do a construction site on the moon. You just like throw... timber and it would just like fly really slowly over the guy.
Yeah, you just throw like a 10,000 pound I-beam, like you can literally move it yourself.
And it just skewers the guy.
Yeah. Well, I think an I-beam would be too big to skewer him, like a big like structural I-beam. You know, that's like 10
foot
tall.
How are you throwing it then?
What about an unstructural I-beam?
You literally just put your hand on it and you can move it.
Like a javelin.
Oh, of course, the moon still has some gravity. It would still be on the floor.
Bro,
it would still be on the ground.
You know got to pick it up, yeah.
You know what caber toss is?
Huh?
Yeah.
The Scottish game? You could get
legendary.
Like 50 skips on a moon.
Ooh.
You do caber toss on the moon?
Ooh, skipping like rocks on
a
moon?
Yeah. I never thought about that.
Dude.
That would be cool.
You just get end over end.
Yeah. And it would just literally, it would just start and then it would start orbiting the moon, and then it would start to collect space dust and become a planet.
Become
and
a
then
large.
And you got a little methane booster on you, and you're just like zipping around.
Methane
Jetsons.
Booster.
Methane.
Yeah. Passing gas and levitating.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
My realistic vacation in the next couple years would probably.
Florida.
That's funny.
Beach.
So originally, I had a plan with one of my good buddies. We were going to get like a little Cessna plane. We were going to get our private pilot's license.
No freaking
and,
way,
and like fly around the country.
That's so epic.
It would be really
Charles
cool.
Charles Lindbergh.
It's really, I mean, first of all, just to get.
It's expensive.
That's wild. Yeah. Just to get your license has gone up way and just so much. And because like the cost of jet fuel and everything, like it would be nearly impossible to save up that much money to do it. But
so anyway. That you can rent like a Prius or something.
Right, exactly. So realistically, I'd like to go to like on a cruise to like the Bahamas or maybe like Cancun or some like beach resort down there.
Okay.
And then
that's
my,
cool.
My dream vacation, obviously going
the
to like
Florida Keys.
I've already been there. But yeah, I do
you got
love
traumatized
Florida.
There too.
I'm going to Florida this year and then I'm going to start living.
What happened
there
in the Florida Keys?
I didn't get traumatized.
Yeah, you did, dude.
Oh, you're right.
You told this probably before.
I don't know if I said it on the podcast. You can cut it out if you remember if I said it. But when I was like, I think I was probably 11.
It's a good age.
Right.
We were in Key West at a gift shop, like a $5 gift shop. And so there was this owner or worker standing outside yelling, $5, $5, anything you want in the store. And of course, there was just like keychains and little tiny mini Key West license plates and stupid
trash.
So he was like, $5, $5, the whole store, just yelling, trying to get people in.
Yeah.
And this drunk lady, she was probably 50 or older, comes by with her husband. And, I mean, she's blackout drunk.
Real perky. Yep.
And
huh?
No. And she was not wearing a bra. And because of how women age and everything, her the bottom of her breasts was around her belly button level. And
oh, nice.
She was a little – she was pretty overweight. And so she goes, so she turns around to like everyone on the street and she starts yelling, $5, $5 off the entire store, and flashes everyone.
Oh, that's a line though.
Yeah.
That's a line. And they were real perky too, right?
They were at her belly button.
But they were still perking around a little bit, though. Like Percocet.
Okay. Anyway, the point of this story that Anthony's talking about is, for those of you that know me, you know I am very, very, very much unattracted
to anti
women. Yeah. All women's breasts.
Staunchly anti.
I find them damn near repulsive. And
I prefer the company of male people, male men.
Do you prefer male boobies?
I prefer no boobies at all.
But really? If you had to pick.
Then yes, males.
Yeah. That's pretty gay, dude.
Anyway,
okay,
so
between like Chris Evans and like a software programmer who's never seen a weight in his life, like you'd go with the.
I'd go with Chris Evans.
Chris Evans or Alexander?
Yo.
Who's that?
Yo. We're down bad.
It's the girl we were talking about earlier.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Dream Vague, I go.
Yeah. So
sidetrack there for a sec.
Yeah. Sorry. So anyway, everyone thinks that you guys think that my fear of my repulsive disgust of women's breasts comes from that.
No,
experience.
You told us that what you thought it was.
Did I?
You thought it was, yeah.
I think that's just boring.
That's why
I
you brought that up.
Ingrained in your DNA. Okay.
I don't know how we would have got that at you if you didn't bring it up.
I didn't make that connection. Somebody else did.
No,
it
you
wasn't
did.
You. No,
well,
I didn't.
Oh, well, it wasn't us then.
It wasn't you guys. I don't know who made it. But I didn't make that connection. It might have been my mom or somebody. Anyway, my dream vacation, obviously, is to have like a private jet and go to a private island. But
that's not really a vacation, though.
That's true. Probably.
Mr. B style.
Probably Dubai.
You got a Chris in mind?
Dubai.
I've always wanted to go to Dubai.
Yeah.
And just airfare alone is like $3,000 for coach
lightweight,
per person.
Lightweight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
You got it.
Well, then you'd think, okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm going to have that money in no time.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I think
Mr.
it'd be really
five
cool.
Five-star Milton.
Just take out some student loans.
Milton.
Milton Bradley or whatever the.
Milton Bradley. The game company?
Yeah, whatever the hotel is.
They make board games. Milton Bradley.
Hilton.
Hilton and Marriott. Marriott,
yeah.
But
Milton Bradley.
Yeah, okay.
I'm listening to a podcast about that. It's called Business Wars, and it's Milton versus
Bradley.
Park.
No.
Milton
Marriott
Brad.
Versus Hilton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say because Milton Bradley got bought out by Parker Brothers.
Really?
Yeah, and now they're Hasbro's biggest competition.
Ooh.
But Hasbro's kind of like they bought out Mattel, so they're
bro.
Like,
Hasbro is the bro though. Yachty know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I would love to go to Dubai. I've always wanted to. I think that I always say it would be cool to do as like a honeymoon, but I also feel like that's going to be like way too much to try and, you know,
yeah, especially if she dies. Like that would suck.
That would suck. I agree.
Yeah.
But it would be cool as like a 5-year anniversary or something.
That would suck.
To go to Dubai. So that'd be like a really cool dream vacation of mine. I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, back to this podcast. What Marriott versus Hilton? What was the what was the podcast about? What was going on?
What was the antithesis?
So okay, so business wars. They
I don't know
like
word.
Big word.
They do like rivals between like business giants, basically.
Sure,
so they're like a. They've done so many, like Walmart versus Amazon. They did like
that doesn't seem like a pair.
Ford versus GM. Yeah, no, it is because Amazon is doing the. Amazon is doing the you can do groceries from them now, and they bought the Whole Foods too. So that's
really right. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, but I think so.
Wow. I could be wrong. And they did like Netflix versus Blockbuster.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, because they had done both of them at the same time had started their mailing thing. I did see Company Man on YouTube. I watched him a lot. I saw that video.
Yeah,
okay,
that's cool. Yeah. So this one's, it's just about the hotel. So they're talking about, like, you know, the guys that founded it, like, how it, you know, ends up going to their heirs and stuff, the different things they're doing on. So it's, like, it just got to talking about how they introduced Courtyard, that version of Marriott.
Okay.
So Conrad Hilton was this guy that founded Hilton. And he kind of, he bought the first one from, like, this guy that wanted to be in the oil business because he was founded in Texas. So, like, oil was booming then. And so he ends up, he comes up with this really cool like scheme where instead of buying the building outright, he gets the rights of the property from this guy to build another one. He gets the rights to use the property from this guy. And he says, if I can't pay it off by this certain time or whatever, you get the hotel and the land. And then he uses that property that he doesn't own against to get a loan. So he uses that loan to build the property that to build a hotel on the property that he doesn't own. And that's like his strategy. But he can faster because you don't have all the mortgages out and stuff. So that was that was really interesting.
Okay.
And then JJ Marriott, he like started by owning like an A&W in the East because I guess they were founded in the West or whatever.
Okay.
And then he ended up like doing these like hot shops where they like serve chili. And then eventually he built his first one like outside of Washington, D.C. and stuff. So it was really interesting.
Wow.
He went from A&W to a freaking hotel.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
He's pretty cool. Yeah.
Unexpected.
He's a Mormon, too.
Oh.
Latter-day Saints,
so
baby.
He needed a lot of rooms in his hotel. For all the different wives.
No, I know. No. Yeah, but anyway, so they just have like a bunch of different wives. Well, so many they've done. Done like, I think they did like Wrigley versus, or like, Hershey versus Mars was one of my favorites. The candy companies. I don't know.
Okay.
Are you looking them up right now?
No, I'm looking up. Do you remember what hotel, the famous hotel Trump owns that he rebuilt in New York?
Trump Tower.
That he currently owns?
He rebuilt it. He bought the old one.
Trump Tower?
It has a hotel in it, but that's not the one I'm talking about.
Well, there was the Taj Mahal.
That's not
it. But that was a while ago. That was a casino hotel.
Okay.
That's a thing in India.
Yeah, but there was a Taj Mahal, like, casino
Commodore?
That he put a ton of money into.
The story of Trump hotels began in early 1980s when Trump acquired the iconic Commodore Hotel in New York City, renamed it as the Grand Hyatt. This marketed Trump's entry into the hotel business. Hmm. So I watched a documentary on some guy that got arrested for whistleblowing on Obama and then Trump bailed him out or something. I don't know. It was weird.
Nice.
But anyway, so it was talking about Trump, how he got started. And he, I guess it was the Commodore. I don't remember that name. But yeah, he had bought that. It was old and it was for sale. I think it was abandoned in the middle of New York, that Commodore Hotel. Mm. It was like from the late 1800s.
Is it Vanderbilt?
Maybe.
Because Cornelius Vanderbilt, like, he went by Commodore.
Okay, maybe.
So I wonder if that's his
thing. Sounds more right. Ooh. But anyway, so yeah, they had said that I think it was abandoned in the middle of New York, and it was like the old 1800s architecture and everything. Mm-hmm. And so he bought it, and he got a loan from his dad to do all the construction. And he said that everyone was angry because he tore the whole thing down to the ground and rebuilt from the ground up. And everyone was angry because not only were you getting rid of all the old architecture, but you could also save literally millions of dollars by keeping at least the frame, the skeleton of the building.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't want to do that because he had all these weird ideas and stuff. So he rebuilt it and calls it the Grand Hyatt because I remember in the documentary he talked about how it was going to be his building, but Hyatt Place was going to be basically in charge of it, and it was going to be their hotel, basically.
Managing.
He was just going to own it and maintain it and all
right.
that. but they were going to run it, and they were going to have their system and their name and their rooms and their decor and everything. So it was going to be Hyatt Place. Anyway, it was just super interesting hearing about it because he had such weird business decisions and everything. Everybody thought he was going to fail because not only was he spending millions more than he needed to and so much more time, but that just like he wasn't restoring it properly. But he did. I mean, if you remember from Home Alone 2, that's the hotel.
Oh, really?
That presidential suite that Kevin is in. Because if you remember, there's that Trump cameo because he said, you know, where's the lobby? And Trump points down to the left, and then he kind of like gives him a weird look.
Yeah.
Because that was Trump's hotel that he owned. So, and that was the new one. That was the new one that they had just built. I think they were. Well, it was in the 80s. Home Alone 2 was in the 90s, so I guess it was a little bit older. But
yeah,
that was So it was really interesting to hear like that kind of side of it.
That was cool.
Yeah, yeah, and that's how he started. That's how he became famous, and then you know he obviously had his show.
You're fired.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think that's what it was called. Oh, the intern or the apprentice.
The apprentice. Yeah,
and of course he built Trump Tower in New York and Chicago, and
he's like so many hotels.
Yeah, he's got a lot, and then he's got his resort down in Mar-a-Lago.
Trump Dog.
Yeah,
he had his club in Florida, and if you really look, I mean, you hear like all the bad stuff Trump did in the '90s, but like honestly, that's the only time he was really that big was just in the '90s because he stopped doing The Apprentice, I think, in early 2000s, and he kind of just chilled out and didn't do much. Until he ran for president in 2015.
For shiz.
And then, of course, you know, he didn't get his start until after the hotel opened into the 80s.
Mm.
So, yeah, he was literally all of Trump's life that he's known for is just like the 90s.
When they talk about he got a small loan of $1 million from his father, is that what they're talking about to build that? Or
I don't know. I don't think that's possible. I think it was like a multi-billion dollar project.
I was going to say.
To tear down
maybe the
entire...
Maybe the loan was the original amount of money.
Maybe.
And then he was able to build more of the money or something.
Maybe. I honestly don't know. Because, I mean, to tear down a hotel in the middle of the city and then completely rebuild it, you know, I can't imagine
that's
how much that costs.
Still, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of cool stuff. all right, well, seems like a good place to wrap up.
It's like a horrible place to wrap up.
That seems pretty good.
Yeah, seems like a pretty good place. I think everyone feels better listening to this. I think they've all had a really. I think there's no tension in anyone's body right now after listening to that.
I think they've gotten
this was good.
They've relieved some tensions vicariously.
Yeah, I think they feel really. That's not a word. I think they feel a lot better, and they've had some good laughs.
If we cured anybody's sickness, DM me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was
send pics.
He's gonna nope. Hang on. Just
what about, I want a picture of your leukemia head getting hair on it. I want a picture of your sores just going away. I want a little time lapse of the sores going away. I want if you guys you have like big gums or something. I want to see them shrinking. You got like extra facial hair? Anybody anywhere? I want to see like it magically shaving itself. That'd be sick. You got a broken nose? I don't really care. That's not sick. But I'd be cool to just like see a picture of that because it'd be cool. Especially if you got like a cool Italian or Greek nose. I don't really... Or Jewish. Be nice. But anyway, you guys are cool. And you DM me at...
I was trying to let him just let it sit, just let that leukemia joke simmer and just let him feel the uncomfort.
Didn't work.
Yeah, he kept...
I feed off that kind of thing. I'm like Batman, but for things like
if
that.
If you want to send Anthony to therapy, email us at 3idiotsinastudio@gmail.com. That's the numeral 3. IDIOTSNASTUDIO @gmail.com.
I'll take a free BetterHelp subscription.
Yeah.
No, that's not the therapy I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, in a padded room with a restraint suit on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bye, guys.
They'd still do that one? Bye.
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 Bye.